The Biden administration plans to open up America's borders to international refugees seeking permanent asylum from religious, cultural, or political persecution. Under the Trump administration, the number of refugees allowed to be resettled in the United States reduced to a record low. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, refugee resettlement agency Canopy Northwest Arkansas in Fayetteville is preparing for an influx.
We are so excited to begin to welcome more families. It's what we've been waiting for. It's what we've been looking to do.
Joanna Krause is executive director of Canopy Northwest Arkansas. She spends her days coordinating resettlement of individuals and families seeking permanent asylum in the U.S.
So what that means is we have an affiliation with an organization that contracts with the U.S. Department of State to bring refugees who are vetted. They're folks who have had to flee their homes due to persecution because of who they are. And they come to the U.S. and we provide them with a chance for freedom, safety, a home, school for their kids, employment, self-sufficiency, the chance to start a new life.
Krause says she and her staff have to secure housing and employment for refugees within a brief time frame.
That's right. The government program wants to see refugees in the U.S. self-sufficient by 90 days. And these are folks who need to, in many cases, learn English and find that job. As we know, especially these days with the current economy, finding a job is really difficult. And the expectation is still to be self-sufficient in 90 days. And for some folks, it's up to 6 months.
Canopy was sanctioned in early 2016 by the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, and by the end of the year, we're accommodating refugees.
We have a set of case managers who help people with setting up their homes, accessing their benefits, getting medical care, enrolling in English language classes, getting kids enrolled in schools. We have an employment team who helps people with early employment, getting their first job, and then career laddering and advancement, all the way up through savings and financial literacy training, getting a certification and entrepreneurship for refugees and immigrants who wish to start a new business. We help them with that. We have a youth services coordinator. And then we have a team who works with all of our community members. We couldn't do this work on our own.
But that same year, newly elected President Donald Trump shuttered U.S. borders to refugees, especially Muslims and Africans.
The Trump administration slashed the number of refugees permitted to arrive each year. On average, it's been about 85,000. The most refugees admitted was actually during the Reagan administration. So Trump cut the program drastically, with the FY21 cap of number of refugees to be admitted to only 15,000.
The historic U.S. Refugee Resettlement Program, in collaboration with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, has worked with 9 U.S. agencies, including Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, to securely resettle refugees who've passed through a screening gauntlet, which often takes years. Of 26 million refugees worldwide, 4.2 million, mainly from Syria, Venezuela, Afghanistan, South Sudan, and Myanmar, seek permanent asylum. Leading host nations include Turkey, Colombia, Pakistan, Uganda, and Germany. Only a tiny fraction end up resettled in the U.S.
So Canopy actually received our first refugee family in the fall of 2016. So after the election in 2016. So we had been projecting to receive more than 100 individuals a year per the requirement for the smallest size resettlement agency in the nation. But our largest year, we had only 57 people. So to date, Canopy has welcomed 192 people.
On February 4th, the Biden administration announced plans to increase the number of refugees for resettlement in the U.S. fiscal year 2022.
Which starts in October of 2021 to 125,000 people. That doesn't mean 125,000 people will come to the U.S. That's just the cap. And they're also going to revert back to prioritizing people who may come to the U.S. by region. which is a much more equitable way to allow refugees into the U.S.
This current year, the number of refugees are expected to increase from Trump's cap of 15,000 to 62,500, half of next year's goal. In an executive order, Biden says he also plans to lift Trump's ban on Muslim and African refugees. Krause says during the pandemic, the CDC has implemented pre-departure COVID-19 screening for all incoming refugees to the U.S.
They are traveling with PPE and thermometers and guidance in their language about how to protect themselves from COVID. And I can tell you that zero refugees who arrived in Arkansas had COVID that they got from overseas or from during their travel.
And once here, refugees who must start from scratch are willing to take frontline worker jobs, she says.
They're in the food processing plant. They're in the nursing homes as CNAs. They're contributing in so many different ways as childcare workers and in many, many fields. Physicians, nurses, doctors across the U.S. and certainly here in Northwest Arkansas, they're holding those roles. So they're putting themselves on the front lines here.
Canopy refugees hail from 13 different countries, mainly Burma, El Salvador, Ukraine, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Afghanistan.
There was a study actually commissioned under the Trump administration that found that these funds from the government is actually a great investment because refugees end up contributing more to the economy after 5 years actually than do native-born citizens because of they're paying taxes, they're entrepreneurial, they're creating jobs through these businesses. So it's actually quite a good investment.
Because Canopy receives limited federal funds to resettle refugees, the nonprofit agency seeks additional financial support from foundations, businesses, and patrons.
Through our co-sponsor program, where groups of community members, whether if it's through a faith community or a local business or a group of friends, can support newcomers either by mentoring a family and giving them an orientation to the community for their first 6 months, or helping to furnish an apartment, or helping to provide a warm meal when folks first arrive on their very first day and they get picked up at XNA, or provide supplies for the family for the first couple of months.
We've provided a link to Canopy's contact and donation page on our news site. Canopy's also seeking available and affordable apartments, condos, and homes to rent to new refugees carving out new lives in Northwest Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.